Thank you. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout to Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we close our eyes. Lift up our two hands to the Lord as we sing this song loud and clear. Holy Ghost, thank you. This loud and clear. Oh, thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus, let's open our mouth and declare it. Oh, thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this evening. We praise the Holy Name for bringing us here. And we thank you for what you always do at these Wednesday meetings. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, visit us by your power. Lay your hands upon our lives. All the people that you have brought here this evening, let there be no one who will go home with a plastic experience. In the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob shall arise for your sake tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight is a night of warfare. And as many people as are gathered there this evening, and they definitely want their lives to be what God wants it to be, they should prepare themselves for touching heaven and for having heaven to touch them. Because tonight, we're going to look at praying to restore destinies. Praying to restore destinies. And it is good for you to be very attentive. This is an area where the enemy doesn't want anyone to pray at all. Praying to restore destinies. Let's look at some scriptures very quickly. The first scripture is in John chapter 18. The gospel according to St. John chapter 18. Look at what it says in verse 37. Because we need to put some scriptures together so that you can understand certain deep things, then you'll be able to know how to pray. In John chapter 18, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, that is to Jesus, art thou a king then? He said it in a mocking manner. He was just making fun of him. Yes, why? You're calling yourself a king. I've been pushed around like this. King, you okay? Are you a king? That was the manner in which he asked the question. But he got a very serious answer. Jesus answered, thou seest that I'm a king. To this end was I born. That is, I am born to be a king. And for this cause came I into the world. So because I have to be a king, that's why I came. That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world. Can you say those two things, beloved? Can you say it again loud and clear? Can you now shout it louder than anybody around you? Could you honestly answer that question for yourself? Do you know the end
Ǹjẹ́ o mọ ìdí?
To which you were born?
Tí a ṣe bí ọ.
And the cause.
Àti ìdí.
For which you came.
Tí o fi wá sí ayé.
Jesus was able to answer that fellow.
Jésù le dá ọ̀rọ̀
yẹn lóhùn
pé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
You are correct.
Òótọ́ ni.
That's where I was born.
Ìdí nìyẹn.
That's what I came here to do.
Òtí mo wáyé wá ṣe sì nìyẹn.
This is where we need a lot of prayers tonight.
Ibi tá a ti nílò ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àdúrà láṣálẹ̀ yìí nìyẹn.
Go straight away to the book of Jeremiah.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká tún lọ sínú ìwé wòlíì Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 1:5.
Orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀
Jeremiah 1:4-5. Jeremiah chapter 1:4-5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, listen to this, beloved. Before I formed thee in the belly. And this before your daddy met your mommy. Let alone talking about conceiving you now. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. All these were done before a baby boy came out and they said, this is Jeremiah.
Gbogbo eléwọ̀n yìí ló ti ṣẹlẹ̀ kí ọmọkùnrin kan tó wá tí wọ́n wá sọ ní Jeremiah.
There is something, beloved, known as foreordination.
Ohun kan wà tí à ń pè ní yíyàn ṣáájú.
There is something known as preordination.
Ohun kan wà tí à ń pè ní yíyàn kó tó ṣẹ.
Before you got formed,
kí a tó dá ọ,
a decision was taken.
Wọ́n ti ṣe ìpinnu kan.
By the Almighty God.
Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá ògo ló sì ṣe.
Say you are a daughter of destiny. He is a son of destiny, a child of destiny.
Ọmọkùnrin àyọ̀mọ́niọ́, ọmọ àyọ̀mọ́niọ́.
He has formed you for a purpose.
Pé ó dá ọ fún ìdí kan.
Please keep that in your spirit.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká fi ilé ìsọ́kàn ara.
In the book of Matthew chapter 26.
Nínú ìyìnrere Matthew orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 24.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlélógún.
Matthew 26:24.
Matthew orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlélógún.
Matthew 26:24.
Matthew orí.
The Son of Man goeth.
Ọmọ ènìyàn lọ.
As it is written of him.
Bí a ti kọ̀wé nípa tirẹ̀.
But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed.
Ṣùgbọ́n ègbé ni fún ọkùnrin náà láti ọ̀dọ̀ ẹni tí a gbé ti fi ọmọ ènìyàn.
It had been good for that man.
Ìbásàn fún ọkùnrin náà.
If he had not been born.
Bí ó ṣe pé a kò bí.
That is, there is a kind of life somebody can be living.
Èyí ni pé irúfẹ́ ìgbé ayé kan wà tí ènìyàn lè máa gbé.
And by the calculation of heaven, it would have been better if you were not born at all.
Lójú ìṣirò tọrún, kò bá ti sunwọ̀n, kọ́ má bí onítọ̀hún rárá.
There is something that is called a written record about every man and woman sent into the world.
Ohun kan wà tí a mọ̀ sí àkọsílẹ̀ kan nípa gbogbo ènìyàn bá ṣe ọkùnrin.
The Son of Man goeth.
Ọmọ ènìyàn lọ.
As it is written of him. There was something written about Jesus.
Ìwé kan wà tí wọ́n kọ nípa ti Jesus.
And he was going according to that.
Ó sì lọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti kọ.
According to that.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti kọ.
Let's go to another scripture.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tún mú ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run òmíràn.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹwàá.
Let's put all these scriptures together.
Ká kó gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wọ̀nyí papọ̀.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹwàá.
Look at verse 7.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje rẹ̀.
Ecclesiastes 10:7.
Ìwé oníwàásù orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
I have seen servants.
Mo rí àwọn ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀.
Upon horses.
Lórí ẹṣin.
And princes.
Àti àwọn ọmọ aládé ń rìn.
Walking as servants upon the earth.
Bí ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ ní ilẹ̀.
That is in heaven.
Èyí ni pé lóde ọ̀run.
They decided that this fellow should be a prince.
Wọ́n pinnu pé ẹni yìí yẹ kó jẹ́ ọmọ aládé.
But he has been replaced.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ti pààrọ̀ rẹ̀.
His position has been taken up.
Ẹlòmíràn ti gba ipò rẹ̀.
Please note that one too.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tún kíyèsí eléyìí náà.
Turn right back to the book of 1 Samuel.
Ká padà lọ sí ìwé kíní Samueli.
1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ìwé kíní Samueli orí 15.
1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ìwé kíní Samueli orí 15.
We are saying this so you can know.
À ń sọ àwọn eléwọ̀nyí kí ẹ bá lè mọ̀.
Destinies can be exchanged.
Ṣé ó ṣeé ṣe láti pààrọ̀ àyànmọ́?
Destiny can be transferred.
Ó ṣeé ṣe láti gbé àyànmọ́ fún
ẹlòmíràn. Another person can take over the destiny of another person.
Ẹlòmíràn lè gba àyànmọ́.
Destiny can be taken away. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, look at verse 28. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day.
Oluwa fa ijoba Israel ya kuro lowo re loni.
And hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. So what David got was a transfer of destiny from
Saul.
Go back to that 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Look at it from verse 27. These are very serious scriptures. But it's good for us to look at it first. Before we now go into a small analysis. And then before we now go into our destiny restoration prayers. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 27. Are we there, beloved? Are we there? And there came a man of God unto Eli. And said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father? When they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house, and did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me, and did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and my offering which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thou thy sons above me? To make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel said, listen, beloved, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me for how long? Forever. So, but now, the Lord says, be it far from me. That is, I change my mind. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So behold, the days come that I will cut off thy ham and the ham of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house. Let's leave the rest. It was the destiny of this fellow. I was transferred to
Samuel.
That's what he said in the book. Although the Lord made up his mind before that your family will continue to walk before me forever. That's what God said to the family of Eli before. But at that level, God said, fine, now, no. No longer. And I'm now going to transfer. and it transferred.
Fun elomiran o si se be.
These are serious matters.
Oro to le ni oro won
yi je. And I put up all these scriptures for you to see.
Mo si ko awon ese oro Olorun won yi papo fun wa lati le ri.
There are many more, but we don't have time because we have to set up time to pray.
Won po ju bayi lo sugbon ko sa koko lo titi tori agbodo fi akoko adura.
Question number one to answer is this.
Ibere akoko to ye ka dahun ni pe.
What is destiny?
Kini ayomogun?
What do we understand by destiny?
Ki lo nje ayomo?
From the perspective of the Bible
ni oju bibeli
and the word of God
ati oro Olorun,
your destiny is God's purpose for your life.
Ayomo re ni ipinu Olorun fun aye re.
What God had in mind when he created you and allowed you to come to this world, that is your destiny. What is your destiny? Your destiny is your appointed or ordained future. What is your destiny? Your destiny is what God has predetermined you to be. It is what God has predetermined you to become. In His own divine will. What is your destiny? Your destiny is why you were born. Your destiny is the expectations of heaven for your life.
It
is what heaven expects from you. Not what your pastor expects. Not what your mother expects. Not what your neighbor expects. But what heaven expects from you. Not even what you expect from yourself. But what heaven expects from you. What is your destiny? Your destiny is what is written in heavenly records concerning
you.
That's why the Bible said the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. What is your destiny? Your destiny is your divine predetermination. Your destiny is your four ordination.
Ayomore uni iyasoto re saju akoko.
Your predestination.
Ibi ti ohun ta ti yan fun o lati bere pepe.
That is, your destiny is what God actually created you to do.
Eyi ni pe ohun ti ayomore ni ohun ti Olorun da ogun lati le se.
And to become in life.
Ati ko da ninu aye.
That is what your destiny is.
Ohun ti ayomore je niyan.
If you look at a bell now.
Baba wa wu ago.
The destiny of that bell is when you ring it and it calls people to attention. If somebody now converts the bell to something, you will be urinating inside. Then you have changed the purpose. The bell is not made for that purpose. But somebody now is using it for a different purpose. You have changed the destiny of that bell. The way God operates is very simple. God first of all locates an assignment. It is not the human beings he will look for first. No. It's his assignment. His mission. After God has put, identify the mission, then God will reverse to go and create the kind of human being who will carry out that mission. He has programmed the person. That's why we say destiny is what God has created you to do. And created you to be, and something God created you to become in life. Your destiny is what heavens have programmed your life to do. It is your prophetic power. Prophetic power to move. Your destiny is your divine plan and purpose. Your destiny is your divine, the divine roadmap for your life.
ayomore ni pa ona to to nipa temi fun aye re.
The divine road map for your life.
Eto ipa ona to to lato de oro wa.
Unfortunately, when we're talking about destinies,
bo se la nu pe ba ba nsoro nipa ayomo,
there is no amount of teaching,
ofiye eko,
sermon,
ofiye wasu,
motivational talk,
ofiye oro imisi,
words of wisdom,
oro ogbon,
that can make you fulfill your destiny until you begin to pray destiny changing prayers.
To le mu ko mu ayanmo re se adigba to ba bere si gba awon adura to yi ayanmo pada.
Somebody can speak to you to motivate you.
Eni kan le soro lati fun o ni imisi.
But they say that one definition of insanity,
sugbon pe lara awon apejuwe to wa fun isinwi,
is somebody who is increasing speed when he has missed the road.
O ni nigba ti eniyan ba jẹra mọ ere sisa ngba to ti sina.
You have already missed the road and you are running.
Oni to won ti sina o wa mura si ere kikan
kikan. Somebody has missed the road already.
Eni to ti sina.
And then somebody is motivating you to move faster.
Eni kan wa fun ni mi si lati sare.
You are just, it's insanity.
Isinwe ni.
When somebody has missed the road,
nigba te eyan ba ti sina,
the first is to stop.
Ohun akoko to gbodo se ni pe ko ko dese duro na.
And if you are driving a car,
bo ba si wa oko ayokele,
you only need a small turn to either left or right to go back to where you are coming from.
Yiyi sa to die tabi yiyi so si die lo nilo ko le pada sibi to tin bo,
or to go into the bush or any other place.
Abi ko yawo go abi bomi.
This is why you need to understand,
idi niyan tabi gbodo moye,
that the devil has really destroyed so many things.
Se esu ti pa nkan pupo run.
When you are not walking according to your road map again, anything can happen to you in the road in which you are moving. What is your destiny? Your destiny is why you exist.
It's
your mission here on earth.
It's
your portion and lot in life.
When
you begin to say, "Oh Lord, let me possess my portion,"
you are
talking about your destiny. When somebody says something bad to you and you say, "I reject it in Jesus' name, that will not be my portion, that will not be my lot," you are saying that those kind of things they are saying is not part of your life. What is your destiny? Your destiny is the divine agenda for your life. What is your destiny? Your destiny is the original divine intention for your life.
Ayomo re ni eto lati bere pepe ti Olorun ni lokan lori aye re.
The original divine intention for your life.
Eto ati ero Olorun ni bere pepe fun aye re.
A lot of people have recreated themselves.
Opolopo lo ti tun ara won da wa yi.
No, you cannot. If you recreate yourself outside your destiny, you are looking for trouble.
Bo ba tun ara re da lodi si ayomo re, bilisi lo wa.
What is your destiny?
Kini ayomo re?
Your destiny is the blueprint, the divine blueprint for your life.
Ayomo re ni aworan itoni ti Olorun ti ya.
The divine blueprint for your life. It is that blueprint that will give you your purpose and direction. It will chart your course in the journey of life. Before a house is built, there must be a blueprint for a plan. It shows where the windows will be, where the doors will be, where the staircases will be. Without that blueprint, you won't get a good house. Your destiny is the divine blueprint for your life. I want you to understand this very well now. I've told you several things so that you can know, you can understand what we're saying.
What is up, King? Don't answer. Go by the
year. What is your destiny?
Give me your mother.
Your destiny is your prophetic purpose.
Are your mother any penu? Tell a lot of
the prophetic purpose of your life.
If penu tell a lot of me, Bamu.
What is your destiny?
Give me your mother.
Your destiny is your divine compass.
Are your mother any a talker? That took your wa.
That is what we mean.
Uti answer ni.
I haven't said all that. Let me now make this statement. God has a plan for every life.
Olorun ni eto fun aye enikankan.
Right now, as you are sitting down, listen to me.
This is about joko to nteti gba mi.
You are either in that plan.
Ninu ko wa ninu eto na.
Or you are out of it.
Abi o si ninu eto ohun.
Right now, as you are sitting down, listen to me.
This is about joko to nteti gba mi.
You may just be experimenting with your life.
O se se ko ma se yi o je eyi je pelu aye re.
Try this.
You
try this.
You
try that.
You
try that. But you are not an experiment. There is a purpose for your living. You are not an accident. God knew you were before your father and your mother brought you into the world. If now you don't take hold of your destiny and guard and protect it and barricade it from destiny robbers, you will lose it. No man born of a woman, beloved, can succeed outside his destiny. Anybody is succeeding outside his destiny is undergoing what you call evil success. Unfortunately, majority of human beings are completely unaware of their destinies. There is a conspiracy on. A battle to steal destinies. There is a department in the kingdom of darkness. A very powerful department. Known as destiny destruction.
And
beloved, they are succeeding so much. By the time sometimes we say somebody is dead, by the calculation of heaven, he never lived. So whether he was alive or dead, heaven was not concerned. Because what heaven expected him to come and do, he's not doing. So as far as heaven was concerned, he did not come here. He did not live at all. That's why the greatest enemy anybody has on earth is any power that does not want you to fulfill your destiny. Any power. Whatever the power is, if the agenda of that power is that you will not fulfill your destiny, that's your greatest enemy on earth. Once a person gets out of his destiny, all the shouting that I'm great, I'm this, I'm that, shouting that you are superior to the devil is a joke. All day I will carry Jesus up and throw Satan away. Up, up, Jesus. Down, down, Satan. Satan will say, you are already out of the road.
You
already missed the road. You are traveling apart. Why did you stay where God wanted you to stay? God called that young prophet. Go to the land of Judah. There was a senior prophet in that town. God did not talk to that one at that time. Now God moved into the life of this small boy. Go to the land of Judah and prophesy. So when you get there, don't eat in anybody's house. Don't go to anybody's house. Deliver your message. Get out of the place. I, the Lord, have spoken. The young prophet got there. Only for the old prophet to confront him. Say, well, did God tell you not to eat here, not to stay here, not to do this, not to do that? He said, yes. The old prophet now said, an angel told me. An angel told me that you should eat. God spoke to somebody.
Ọlọrun bẹ nikan soro.
And then he said an angel spoke.
Ẹnikan wa n so fun angeli pe oun soro.
The young prophet heard.
Woli kekere duro jeun.
And that was all the devil needed.
Oun teju si nilo lodo re na
niyan. For him to get out of that road.
Lati mu kuro loju ona.
And the devil now strikes him down.
Isu wa lu lalu bole.
When somebody begins to lose his vision, the enemy removes the vision from you. Then when there is no vision, there is no destiny. This is the truth, beloved. When we get to heaven, you hear, "Well done, good servant." Enter into the joy of your master. Well done means you have done something. Well done, not welcome. Well done. Well done means you have done something. Well done. Come into the joy of your master. There's something he expects you to do. This is where the trouble comes. To every man or woman who wants to fulfill his destiny. There is a department in the kingdom of darkness that wants to destroy it. This is why we need destiny changing, destiny restoration prayers. Unto every Moses, there is a Pharaoh. Until every Joseph, there is a Potiphar. Until every Elijah, there is a Jezebel. Unto every David, there is a
Goliath.
The opposition will come. When the enemy thinks that the destiny is very risky, you will be attacked. When the enemy sees that your destiny will touch millions of lives, it will come under severe attack. When the enemy sees that your life will impact generations, you will come under attack. When the enemy sees that your life has been raised up as a battle axe, you come under attack. When the enemy sees that you are programmed to be great, you come under attack. When the enemy realizes it cannot kill you, you come under attack. When the enemy sees that the eagle of your destiny is a high flyer, of course you come under attack. And many destinies fall under such terrible attacks. The trouble now is this: if you have missed your destiny, God has the right to cut you off and replace you. If you have missed your destiny, then the enemy has the right to ensnare your life. If they say, leave that life alone, say, but it's not doing what you want him to do. So why should I leave him alone? It's not working according to your pattern. God told Moses, see thou to it that thou doest everything according to the pattern which I showed to you. If Moses got down to the world here and said, where is my opinion that it cannot be done like this, it should be done like this, it should be done like
that,
Moses will have serious trouble. If you have missed your destiny, then you are running your life on human fuel. If you have missed your destiny, then the person will fade into the archives of almost there, or the archive of worthless history.
You said
this person is supposed to be this, but he didn't become it. Because God will not continue to prosper what you are not supposed to do in the first instance.
ohun ti ko ye ko se ni bere pepe.
Since he didn't ask you to do it.
Ba ti ki se ohun lo kun ni ko.
But when you are walking according to your destiny.
Ba ni ma to ba rin ni ibamu pelu
ayo. All the obstacles you come across in that road of destiny becomes a testimony and becomes a promotion.
Gbogbo idiwa ati idena to ba rin ko lona ayomo yo di jeri ati ohun igbega.
So it's a tragedy to look at your life later many years back and see that you have wasted it.
Nitori na ajalu nla ni lati wa boju we iwa aye eniko nito won wa kiyesi pe ohun ti fi aye ohun sofo.
This is why every day, every night,
idini to fi je pe ni gbogbo osan ni gbogbo oru,
those who are still a little bit alive in their spirit,
awon to yin be laye di,
you are here for a purpose but you are in the dark.
Ohun kan lo wa je nile aye isugbon inu okunkun lo iwa
yi, something inside them is still crying.
Ohun kan ninu won ayi ma so kun,
that your time is almost up.
And
you have not fulfilled your destiny. Something is crying within them. That you are wasting the most valuable part of your life. Which is time. Time is going. For those who are still alive to what we are saying tonight.
There's
something inside crying. That I want to come out. Don't cage me. Let me come out. There is something inside of them crying day and night.
That
you are born to contribute something to this generation.
So
please, make that contribution. Something is crying within them. You are walking farther and farther away from receiving your divine well done.
Pe orin jina lojojumo si ati le gba oku ise lato bi orun.
Something is crying within them.
O ka ma sunkun ninu won.
Don't die.
Pe ma ku.
I've not finished with you yet.
Mo ti se tan pelu re.
Something is crying within them.
O ka sunkun ninu won.
Say you are 30, you are 40, you are 50. You cannot give an account of your life. Where are you going?
Pe o ti pe ogbon odun, o ti pe ogoje odun, o ti pe adota odun. O si le jiyin bo se lo igbe aye re. Ibo lo n lo bayi.
And something is crying within them.
O ka si ma
that I have been planted within you to make you great, but what have you done with me now? Something is crying within them that what you are doing now, you are far below your ladder of expectation. Something is crying within them day and night. You are a lazy person. Too lazy to pray. Too lazy to read the Bible. Too lazy to pray. Too lazy to read the Bible. Too lazy to meditate. Too lazy to memorize. Too lazy to live the kind of life God wants you to live. Something is crying within them. Will you allow this cry of destiny to go in vain? Or do you want to arrive at the gate of life? And the Lord says, destiny of brother so so and so, come out. And it comes out. And say, what happened to you? Say, so it did not fulfill me. Therefore, I was transferred.
I said, baby, fellow me
to somebody else.
Baby, fellow me.
And the Lord will say, away with this one. Because he did not do what you want him to do. To come to this world, beloved, and miss your destiny and not fulfill it is the greatest tragedy that can happen to your life. Therefore, for those who are serious tonight, we are going to some very aggressive prayers now. Many destinies have already been destroyed. Many don't even know what they are doing. Many don't understand what is happening to their lives. Where I grew up many years ago, there was a boy that was born in that town. And the day that this boy was born, there are three villages surrounding that town. All the villages have their own chief native doctor, chief witch doctor, chief herbalist.
Awon ilu kokan lo si ni olori adahun se olori elebo logun won
be. The day this boy was born,
lojo ti won bi omode kun,
all the three Which doctors got to where he was born?
Àwọn adáhunṣe mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta ọ̀hún ni wọ́n dé ibi tí wọ́n bí sí.
How they got there, no one knew.
Bí wọ́n ṣe débẹ̀, kò sẹ́ni tó mọ̀.
But one way or the other, they knew that somebody important was being born that day.
Lọ́nà kan tàbí òmíràn, wọ́n ṣe àmọ̀ pé ẹnìkan tó ṣe pàtàkì ni wọ́n bí lọ́jọ́ náà.
They all came in.
Wọ́n sì débẹ̀.
The mother of this little baby was so embarrassed.
Ojú ti ìyá ọmọdé yìí gidigidi.
Because all these old men with grey hair were prostrating on the floor.
Nítorí àwọn bàbá arúgbó mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta wọ̀nyí tí gbogbo orí wọn ti já ìkìdá funfun, wọ́n ń dọ̀bálẹ̀ lẹ́ẹ̀bẹ̀.
And the mother said, "Why are you prostrating?"
Obìnrin ń wá ní kíni ìdí tẹ́ fi ń dọ̀bálẹ̀.
They say it's not for you.
Ọwọ́ mà dọ̀bálẹ̀ fún ọ.
It's not for your husband.
Dọ̀bálẹ̀ fún ọkọ rẹ.
It's for the baby.
Ọmọ yìí la dọ̀bálẹ̀ fún.
Say yes, you don't know what you have in your hand.
Our
oracle told us that this boy would deliver our people. And as he continued to say those things, the woman was getting more and more surprised. And they all left. And this boy began to grow. One of the most brilliant people you can think about. Highly brilliant. When you set examination questions, and you say answer 3 from 5. This fellow will first of all answer the 3.
Ọmọdé yìí yóò dáhùn mẹ́ta yẹn náà.
Then he will answer the extra 2 on the margin.
Àwọn méjì tó kù yẹn yóò wá fi ṣe ni yóò dáhùn rẹ̀ sẹ́gbẹ́.
So that the teacher will know that he knows everything.
Olùkọ́ bá lè mọ̀ pé òun mọ gbogbo ẹ o.
His lowest mark was 98%.
Ó gbà ó kéré jù yóò gba 82%
in any subject.
Nínú iṣẹ́ yòówù tó lè jẹ.
And those who teach us who just fell at, how can this man score everything?
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ náà olùkọ́ á ní abáwo láṣẹ fún ọmọdé kan ní
gbogbo máàkì. And he was going on like this.
He
went on and on and on and on.
Bó ti ń ṣe nìyẹn.
He finished his school certificate exams.
Ó parí ìdánwò níwè mẹ́wàá.
They were going to release the results.
Wọ́n fẹ́ fi èsì ìdánwò sílẹ̀.
One day,
lọ́jọ́ kan,
he was at the front of their house.
Iwájú ilé wọn ló wà.
He was reading his book.
Ìwé ló tún kà.
Because he was a bookworm.
Nítorí ó fẹ́ràn kó máa kàwé.
Was there.
Ó wà bẹ́ẹ̀.
It was at that moment somebody driving a trailer started sleeping on the trailer.
Nígbà yẹn ni ẹnìkan tó ń wa ọkọ̀ àjàgbé ìjò ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sùn.
Just ran straight.
Ó sì wa ọkọ̀ ọ̀hún tààrà.
To where the boy was.
Síbi tí ọmọdé náà wà.
And there was nothing that trailer broke in his life.
Kò sì sí ohun kankan tí àjàgbé ìjò yìí fọ́ nínú ayé rẹ̀.
Only his head.
Ju orí rẹ̀ náà lọ.
And that was the end.
Òpin sì dé.
Of a destiny that even the demons knew.
Sí àyànmọ́ tí àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣùgbọ́n mọ̀.
They didn't allow him to fulfill it.
O jẹ kó mú iṣẹ.
Rise upon your feet.
Ẹ jẹ ká dìde dúró.
Tonight.
Láṣálẹ̀ yìí.
As you bow down your heads.
Níbo ti tẹríba.
Confess your sins before God.
Ká jẹ́wọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa níwájú Ọlọ́run.
Confess your sins before God. Confess your sins before God. There are many young men here today who are already lost. There are many young women. Old women. Old men. They are already lost. They are not in the way of their destiny. And therefore the enemy is fighting them really hard. Because the enemy knows they are not where God wants them to be. Beloved, if you pray here tonight, and you are sweating, and there is a restoration like Jabez. Because what helped Jabez was his prayers. It is not motivational talk. It's not even Bible study. What helped Jabez?
Was
he prayed destiny restoration prayer. He prayed destiny changing prayers. Ask him to forgive you. Any sin that will make your destiny to remain stagnant. Any sin that will not make heavens to arise for your sake tonight. Any sin that will give you a useless life. Ask him to forgive you now. Tell the Lord you are here tonight to be changed. And that you are not here to negotiate. Not here to negotiate. That in this generation, you must make an impact. You must make an impact. You cannot live a life that makes no impact. You cannot crawl into an unknown grave. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu abadura.
Get yourself ready now. The first prayer I want you to pray.
Adura koko ti mo fe ka egba.
Is for thousands of us gathered here.
O wa fe gbegberun awa ta wa bi lasale yi.
Thousands of us gathered here.
Gbegberun awa ta pejopo si bi lasale.
But there are some people these prayers will not help.
Mo awon kan be ti adura yi o ni ran lowo o.
Unless they are really ready, unless they are really ready to completely repent. Those are the people who still have fornication, lust, sexual perversion in their hearts. Unless you are really ready to repent completely, the prayer may not be of help. This is why I ask you to confess your sins first. You will shout this loud and clear. Every effect of polygamy on my destiny. I beg you, concentrate. Many of us have suffered for too long. Many don't have direction. How can you be a champion? But inside you have been rendered useless. How can you supposed to be a multi-millionaire but you cannot even afford to feed properly? Why should you be begging for money from those you should be giving money to? Decide that enough is enough. Every effect of polygamy on my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Pasekaya Boshenta. Something is happening already. Yes, 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 yes. Masopokoya Boshentera Bokopola Bakasanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, what a pity. You don't understand. You are shaking your head.
Come,
don't shake your head alone. Speak.
Sorrow.
Don't negotiate.
Do not do that.
Don't negotiate.
Do not do that.
Whatever you are, wherever you are. It was the cry of Jabez that delivered him. Nothing else. Is that cry you are crying now? Some people are already receiving. Peace. Concentrate.
Your work for you.
Say this loud and clear.
Everybody know, brother.
I come against.
But do you know this? See?
Destiny killers.
I want to fire you, bro.
By the resurrection power. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say that loud and clear? Yes. Say it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, yes, come against the destiny killers. Come against them. By the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come against them. More pasakaya boshenta. Ribosapondekaya boshe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to be more aggressive. As we pray this next prayer, if you are that sister who is here, and one day you had a dream, and you find yourself in that dream with both male and female sexual organs. As we are praying, just quietly find your way to this altar and be on your knees there. I didn't say the man, I say woman. So not no man be amongst them. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder. And you will pray this prayer with violence and with desperation. Say, God's original plan for my life. Where are
thou?
Manifest! In the name of Jesus. Pa! Sakatondayaba. Yes. God's original plan for my life. We are done. Manifest, 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 Masikapoya Boshentera Bokolaba Ribosapandekeyaba. God's original plan for my life. We are there. Manifest. Manifest. Aha. Aha. Yes. 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 Look at what. Look at what is happening. That's right. That's the power of God. That is the power of God. That's 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 the power of God. Yes, be released. Be released. Let the surgical operation begin to take place. Let the surgical operation begin to take place. Let the surgeon of heaven begin to cut away anything that is not planted within. Yes, 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 yes,
Yes, yes, yes, yes, yes. Masika poya bo shente rabo kopora basanta. Riba kapia li satina. God's original plan for my life. We are done. Manifest. 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 In the name of Jesus. Moseka poya bo shente rabo kora bo santo yaba. Riba kapanda sataya bo shanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. I say, heavenly sojourn that has entered into this altar ground and is cutting off what was not planted in the life of those at the frontier that the enemy has added to your destiny.
It's
cutting it off. That's right. You can feel the knife. The knife of the heavenly surgeon cutting off that which is not supposed to be there. Lord, I commit this, your children here, unto your holy hands. Let the electric power of the anointing fall upon them now, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. And every stubborn plantation of the enemy that wants to confuse your destiny, let the surgeon of heaven begin to cut off every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Silence.
It's
still happening. Surgeon is still working. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Get yourself ready, beloved. Get yourself ready. Because of the manner of what is happening here tonight. Every spiritual and organizational weapon fashioned against my destiny. Can you say that loud and clear? Can you say it louder than that? Die! In the name of Jesus. Destroy the weapons. Yes. 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 Yes, yes. Mopa raka soponde kayabo shanta. Ribo soponde kayabo. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular prayer
Adura to kan yi.
Pray it with holy desperation.
Gba pelu isunko ogiri mimo.
Pray it with holy desperation.
Gba pelu isunko ogiri mimo.
There is something in the court of law they call injunction.
Ohun kan wa ninu oro ile ejo ti won pe ni ase iduro.
When the enemy slams an injunction on your destiny.
Nigba ti ota ba lo gba ase iduro lori aye lori ayan meniyan.
That is it.
O pari.
Is that injunction you want to destroy now?
Ase iduro loju kan yen la fe parun
ba. Every satanic injunction. That is opposing my destiny.
Don't
Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, destroy the injunction of Satan. In the name of Jesus, Pata Sakapoya Boshanda. Ribosoponde kaya boshenta yaba, masoponde kaya boshenta yabo kolaba. Ribosoponde kaya boshenta. That's right. Let the power of God fall upon you. Yes, let that injunction be broken. Let it be broken. In the name of Jesus, masikapo yabo shenta yabo kolaba. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
There is something in human body.
Oh, compelling.
We in the sciences we call it genes. Genes. Your genetic component.
Bi eto eniyan se ri ninu eje re.
Your daddy had genes together with that of your mommy.
Eto bi eje baba se ri o dara po mo titi ya.
And then it becomes you.
Lo wa parapo.
So in your life you have something contributed by your father, something contributed by your mother.
Nitori na ninu aye eniyan ohun kan wa nbe to je baba re lo mu wa, ohun kan si wa to je iya lo mu wa.
We call it genes.
Science.
You will now pray loud and clear.
Oh,
please, I beg you. Don't joke with this one.
My
genes. Receive deliverance. From inherited problems. Can I hear the brothers shouting it loud and clear? Brothers, I beg you, please shout it louder than that. Sisters, shout it louder than the brothers.
Aha!
Everybody together now! In the name of Jesus, Pata Sekata, my Jesus, receive deliverance from inherited problems. In the name of Jesus, It's happening. Masekaya boshente la bokoraba. Ribokoponda seteya boshente. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus.
You see,
You see what that prayer has done now? Someone near you, you are SS by your genotype. The Lord has just converted you to AA. Your genes has received deliverance. You open your mouth like fire now. Please pray this with holy anger. Every power of my Father's house. Acting as a policeman against my destiny. Can you say this loud and clear? Death in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Pa sikata. Riboloko sempende yabo shenta. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, yes. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Remove your hand from his brain. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Masika poshentera bokoraba. Ribo sentende kya poshentera bo. Masite ya bokushe. Ribo sakatia santia. Rima pia likasentia. Amen. Sisters, shout it louder than anyone around you. Every power tracking down my star in the spirit realm. Sisters, can you shout it louder than that? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now. Your time is up. There. In the name of Jesus. The power that is tracking down my star in the spirit realm. Your time is up. 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 Yes. Yes. Masepiari katonde yabosenda. Mosekaya boshente yaba. Bosente kaya boba kasinta yaba. Aha. Aha. Yes. Don't negotiate. Yes, don't negotiate. Don't agree. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. This prayer is for 3,000 persons. Please pray it well. Pray it well. My favor Reject frustration. Please pray to her. Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be frustrated. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. It is written about John the Baptist. He shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. He shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. As we pray this prayer, if you are here, and this is not a prophet told me, my Holy Spirit showed me, no. But your own parents told you that they asked of you from an idol or from water or from something like that. Not that you prayed and received revelation. No. Your own parents physically told you. Find a way to this altar, be on your knees. As you pray this prayer now, by the spirit of Elijah, every altar raised against my destiny, can you say this loud and clear? Shout it louder than anyone around you. Let me listen to those of you at the frontier. Say it loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, deal with the altar raised against your destiny. Continue. Today is today. Decide in your spirit that the enemy will not have the last laugh. He will not have the last laugh. Yes. By the spirit and power of Elijah, every altar raised against your destiny, be released from the idol. Be released from the waters. Be released. 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 Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Lord, I release this, your children, unto your holy hands. Every dedication that speaks against you, every covenant that speaks against you, every power that has caged your destiny in the waters and in any shrine, right there where you are, receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. Tonight, let the strong man that has been pursuing you be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. Something that is happening here tonight. Something is happening here tonight. And you should not go home with any plastic experience. Say, my life. Open to divine deliverance. That prayer looks very simple, but it's a prayer that makes the hand of God to move. So if anything has been closing your life against deliverance, this is the time to get it open. My Lord, open to divine deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Yes. Many things have happened here tonight. Many things will happen in your dreams. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done tonight. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Of witchcraft powers on my destiny, wither. Can you say that and let me hear you? Give it 5 to 10 minutes before you go to bed tonight. Meanwhile, lay your right arm on your head and pray this loud and clear. I fire back every arrow of devotion targeted against my brain. In the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of devotion fired against my brain. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship, beloved. Don't forget the prayer
every mandate of witchcraft powers on my destiny wither. Can you say it again? Give it 5 to 10 minutes before you sleep.
Let's shout seven thunderous hallelujah.